I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is a weird topic to talk about, but we want to talk about what got ruined for you.
Ruined it.
And it can be for just about anything. I mean, like for me, all things white and creamy got ruined by my mom.
Yeah, she made you drink really putrid milk, and then from then on, you can't have whipped cream. Dude, how do you live?
I can't have whipped cream, sour cream, cream cheese.
That's the best part of life. It's the best food group.
It's completely ruined.
Yeah.
There's a couple stories out there that kind of got us thinking about these things. Would you ever name a child Roxanne?
I know why.
The police ruined the name.
Roxanne!
I mean, you can now because that song is so old.
Sure, but that movie, Murphy sings it in 48
yes.
hours still.
And you're like,
Roxanne.
They ruined.
They have.
They ruined.
We work
the
with a Roxanne,
we
too.
Do.
Yeah.
And if she's listening right now, we love you. Your name's awesome.
But still.
But she has to feel like she was named Roxanne before the police song came out.
Yeah.
Living her life, happy, and just
minding
one day
her own business.
Yeah. One day she walks into school and everyone's like, there's the girl ready when she gets up here doing the day.
Roxanne!
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's been ruined, I think.
There's another story about things that like your ex ruined for you.
Oh, like you, those cool things you used to share, and then you break up, you hate each other, and now whenever you see that or
absolutely.
You do that, yeah.
Where it was like...
That's true.
Like, I was with a girl... Like, this is weird for me because I still kind of like the band, but I was with a girl who was really... It's going to make me sound really weird and old, but I really used to like Winger. I loved Winger.
Kip Winger.
Yeah, the whole band.
Colorado Zone.
She's only 17!
Oh, but you had an ugly breakup? Every time you heard the name Winger or a song by Winger?
Yeah, I'll hear it's Headed
wrecked.
For a Heartbreak. Yeah, it's just ruined.
You hate Winger now because
even,
of her.
Yeah.
Dang.
Do you get that? I mean, do you have?
Yeah, a little bit.
When you go through a breakup, like you remember when I got a divorce, I gave up Lodo.
Yeah, you guys had to divvy up friends and territory.
We didn't actually talk it out, but I was just like,
all right, she's
gonna,
young, she's hip, she's you can gonna, have the scene. So you, that's right.
She ruined Lodo for me.
She did.
Like, I couldn't go to any, especially if it was a club that had only one name.
The Trendy, yeah. You can have
even
them,
if there was a the in front of it, then I could go. But if it was just Tryst.
Or Spill.
Mint.
Yeah.
Spill. Yes, you're nailing it. Like every club, Lavish. What a Linger. Any club.
She gets
it. I was like, oh, it's a one-name club in Lodo. I can't meet you guys there. Like, I don't know. It's ruined for me. Just got to assume I'm going to pop into my ex somewhere.
Right.
What's ruined for you?
Lobster.
Dude, I quit.
I know what?
I swore to God you wouldn't say that here. I was like, Steve will not say lobster's ruined.
Yeah, I think I might have ruined lobster for everyone else, too, because I'll never forget the day. She told me two things that wrecked my life.
Who's she?
It was a coworker at another radio station years ago.
She's lying to you.
Well, because she was vegan, and she didn't do dairy. So
she ruined lobster.
And milk. She just about ruined milk for me, too, because she knew how much I loved it.
That's not true. You drink a gallon a day.
I do. She told me that humans have not, our stomachs can't stomach like cow's milk yet. And so every time I drink milk, it just sits there and curdles like sour cream. So she tried to turn me off of milk.
Okay.
But then she told me that, hey, you know when
true?
Yeah, when you're eating lobster, all you're doing is eating boiled pus.
It's not, though.
It's pus. And then when you boil a lobster, then it's boiled pus. Yep. That's not really meat. It's like liquid. And then when you boil it.
Here's the deal. We hope that you're understanding what we want from you right now. Because Steve and I, we need you to call and say what got ruined. Like, say that soccer's ruined for you and say why. Because you broke up with a guy because you found out some weird fact, whatever it is. We need you to start calling and saying what got ruined for you. And the reason I'm asking for the calls to start coming in now is now I have to devote time to convincing Steve that lobster tail is not boiled pus.
It's pus that's been boiled.
Our friend goes lobstering.
Yes.
And he's bringing us a ton of them.
Yeah,
I swear I'm going to crack one open.
Okay.
And show you the meat inside.
Yeah, but then when you boil it.
But if... If we crack one open that's not boiled.
Them. Yeah.
If we crack it open and it's not pus inside, will you drop it? Will you stop it forever?
You have to prove to me that's not pus in there, though.
How?
I know. Until then, my mind, I won't be able to eat. It's all pus. Did I ruin it for you again?
You're ruining a lot for me.
What?
So, all right. If somebody could just send a picture of a lobster being cut open to save me from wasting one whole lobster that my buddy's bringing back from Florida, that'd be swell. So our two-headed producer monster.
Yeah.
One night we were saying goodbye to a coworker, and we were out at a bar. And I don't know why I do this sometimes, but every once in a while, I will refer to myself in the third person and call my, you're looking at me and it's going to, this is going to not going to go well. I will say something to the effect of, well, daddy really wants one of these. Cause like I consider my, like when we're talking about the young whippersnappers that are in there producing our show, don't you kind of feel like a father figure to them?
A little bit when we're talking about what,
but yeah, you would never be dumb enough to call yourself daddy in front of them, right?
No, especially to a female coworker.
I did it to the female coworker and our female intern, Maddie.
I
said daddy.
Oh, I thought you said you must refer to me as daddy.
No, I just said the word daddy in a sentence like that. And then I don't know, 30 seconds later, they both started calling me daddy.
Why would they do that?
To make fun of the fact that I had said
it.
And so now the word daddy is forever ruined for me.
So like, if your daughter
literally, yes,
calls you daddy, you instantly think of...
No, I don't instantly. Okay. I think of the moment where I ruined the word daddy for myself.
Ah.
Because I wasn't trying to be... That wasn't a sexual thing. Because I would say that to you. I'd be like, daddy wants some sushi tonight. Like, I don't mean that.
But you're not my daddy.
Right.
But you're not there.
I know.
Okay. So now you've kind of ruined it for me now.
Now here's the thing. I compartmentalize emotions. Mm-hmm. I can repress almost anything.
Right.
So I had forgotten that I had done that thing.
Oh.
And then when they came in and said, here's the stories about things that have been ruined at the very top.
Oh,
of
the very
page,
top is the word daddy.
And I read that and I'm like, that's about me, isn't it?
It is. I think they put that in there front and center. Number one, you've ruined the word daddy for all of us.
You know what you've ruined for me?
I have not ruined anything. I've enlightened.
I can't even look at pus without one dipping it. I just want to dip it in butter.
Dip it in butter.
Anytime I have an infection, I start melting butter.
Dude, I'm sorry, but that's...
Yes.
Yeah, lobster.
You've ruined pus for me.
I've ruined... Not
you ruined lobster.
I've ruined the
you
pus.
You ruined pus.
My bad.
All right, we're done with the pus. We're done with daddy. It's your turn. What got ruined for you? Simmons?
Yay.
Ruined it.
So I'm not a vegan or anything by any means, but chocolate milk will forever be ruined for
me. Oh, no, that's the greatest beverage ever.
Yeah, ruin this for Steve.
No.
Ruin it.
No.
So it's pre-made chocolate milk that you buy. It is, so I don't know if this is true, but when...
I know what you're going to say, and it's not true.
What?
It's not true.
But it might be, possibly.
It's what is it?
Maybe. So when they're done milking the cow, kind of start releasing pus and blood because it's just like, I don't know why, but to cover it up, they have to...
They make the pussy bloody milk into chocolate milk.
I think I've heard that.
I've heard that too. I don't think it's true, though.
When they put the chemical in it to get all that out, it turns it gray, and then they have to cover that by putting the chocolate in it.
Okay, please somebody call up and debunk that.
Oh, you believe it, Steve? Because you got Michelin-rated chefs telling you that lobster tails are not pus, and you won't believe them.
I think they're just Michelin tire salesmen that are calling to say that they're...
Thank you for ruining chocolate milk for the masses, Simmons.
No, that's not true.
Mimi.
Yay.
Ruined it.
Okay, so when I was 25, I was with men, and then when I, at that age, I fell in love with a woman.
Nice.
And I was with her for 8 years, got married. It was awesome for the first 2 years. The last 6 years were pretty awful. So we are now getting a divorce, and I will never be with a woman again.
What?
She ruined you off of women.
What?
Yes.
Oh, but she's just one person. I mean, again. Wow. That's
Let me put it like this. I'll never be in a relationship with a woman again, but you never know what can happen.
Yeah, I got you.
What was the worst part of that?
There was zero intimacy for the last 6 years.
Yeah, so you're just like over it.
But if you were the guy, it'd be nonstop. So you would be one of the...
Yeah, there's really no in between.
So, yeah.
Unless you find someone like me who's like 30% estrogen. Okay,
that is
I'm the best of both worlds. Just thought I'd throw that out there, Mimi. Thank you for the call. Amy?
Hi.
Hi. Ruined it.
Cannolis got ruined for me.
How about Italian pastry? Or dessert? Yep.
No, the dessert. But I saw a movie called Van Wilder with Ryan Reynolds a long time ago, and I've never touched a cannoli since.
Did he do something weird with the cannoli? He did something weird with the cannoli.
Oh, yeah. He did something so disgusting with the cannolis.
That's right.
I kind of remember.
Yeah,
I can see
ever
that.
Since.
Yeah, I gave up on apple pie for a long time thanks to a movie as well. That's a story for another day. Thank you, Amy. Annabelle.
Yes.
Ruined it.
Okay. So not only just one song, but the entire album Divide by Ed Sheeran is absolutely ruined because of a bad breakup.
Oh, no.
It was your album together?
Yep. The whole album, and we listen to it like over and over again. And any song that comes on, nope.
Did you make Sweet Sweet Relations to the album too? So like you can't not think of this boy when you hear the album.
Absolutely, and it's just every single song.
Can you see a picture of Ed Sheeran, or you freak out as well?
That's a great question. Yes.
Not the human himself, more of just his voice.
Okay.
Or and just that album. So he can release new stuff and you'd be all right.
Yeah. If he had a new album, I'd be fine. But
Divide is...
Turn it off.
Yeah, that's sad.
Dang.
Thank you for the call, Annabelle. I get that.
A little bit.
Because you just... It just brings back instant...
Yeah. Yep.
Andrew.
Yai.
Ruined it.
So I'm a paramedic, and so I went to a patient's house, and I found her sitting on her bed, and she was 750 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And doing a physical assessment and checking out her heart, I lifted up her boob, and a bunch of Cheetos fell out.
No! Oh, man!
Not the Cheetos! You're done then, huh?
I cannot think of the smell. We call it Tremunda cheese.
Okay, no. Nope, we're good. Yeah. I happen to have some Honey Nut Cheerios that, oh my God, I eat. So. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.